The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This week, the South Carolina Senate passed Senate Bill 164. This has to do with a topic that we've talked about quite a bit on this show, the repeal of certificate of need. I wanted to have Senator Josh Kimbrel on this morning to kind of give us an update on that and other legislative matters from Columbia this week. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, good morning, Joey. I'm doing pretty well. I was just joking with Tommy there that if this spy balloon were over South Carolina, somebody would have already shot it down like clay practice or something by now. I'm an 80s kid. I'm an 80s kid, so I can't help but think that Reagan would have already sent up the Navy or the Air Force, or Trump would have done it. I mean, this thing would be gone by now in prior years.
Well, there's all kind of speculation on why it's there, who it came from. I mean, you know, they're pretty confident that it's a Chinese balloon. But, you know, the explanation is that they're afraid to shoot it down because they don't know where it's going to land. Well, you know, with our military technology, I mean, some people have suggested, well, you know, why couldn't a military plane somehow hook it and drag it out to the ocean or something? I mean, surely there's a way to deal with a spy balloon.
You know, I would think so. When I looked at the construction of it, the photos they've taken, it looked like at one of my favorite Chinese restaurants recently. They were celebrating the Lunar New Year, and they had this big balloon over a bowl of fortune cookies. It looked a lot like that. I just have a feeling this thing doesn't have fortune cookies on it. So I think it's probably got some fairly sophisticated spy equipment, and I get why we may not want to shoot it down, but, man, we ought to have that thing. We ought to be dissecting it somewhere, figuring out what's on it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys had another busy week this week. Talk with us about the status of Senate Bill 164, of course, the repeal of certificate of need.
Well, we did pass in the Senate. I told you we would. I thought we'd pass it pretty early. We did. It's been passed on third reading, so it's done in the Senate. It's going to the House now. And we did it early enough. I mean, we did it, 2 days into February, so plenty of time for the House to tackle this. And this is the year to do this, Joey, because we have really in rural areas particularly, and in Greenville-Spartanburg County and Anderson, and you're listening in area, there are still a lot of places that would be considered pretty rural that don't have great access to medical facilities, particularly sophisticated things like MRIs and all that, without going to a major hospital. And unfortunately, over the decades, the certificate of need requirement has made it pretty well impossible for local providers to provide services to people in smaller communities. And this is going to open up the power of the free market, allow entrepreneurs and business owners and doctors who don't want to be affiliated with the big systems to go and buy the MRI machines and the EKGs and all the things they need to serve people well. And you'll have a plethora of services, which has the effect of driving down costs. You know, I talked to some doctors in Spartanburg, and we were discussing this very thing. Their concierge medicine group, and they said, well, we could buy an MRI machine and we could charge $300 for that MRI if you came in for an MRI right now. But a certificate of need makes it impossible for us to do it. And so consequently, what ends up happening is you have to go to a big hospital and they charge you like $3,000 for an MRI. Wow. So think about it. It's literally 10 times more expensive for the average consumer. And I know the answer is, well, they've got insurance. Yeah, that's why insurance premiums are so high, because the insurance companies are getting hosed to just drive up astronomical prices at an oligopoly of just several big healthcare systems that buy up all the little guys. Yeah. And that means the person that has not great health insurance or none at all just gets hosed. Premiums keep going up. Deductibles keep rising. And we can do something about it. And we did. That's your pill certificate of need.
Yep. And I applaud you guys for once again acting quickly on this and sending it over to the House now. Now, last year, of course, we watched it just die in the House. It was assigned to the Ways and Means Committee last year. And, of course, you know, they got to take up the budget first. That's their big priority. So it was later in the session before they got around to it. Any indication of what committee Speaker Smith may assign it to this year?
I'm not positive. I don't really know the House procedure on this. I mean, but here's the reality. It's early enough. The budget really isn't in full swing right now. So if they get the bill now, there's really, respectfully, there's not really an excuse to say, well, the budget's in the way. We're not even on the budget yet. I understand committee hearings are happening in Ways and Means, as well as the Finance Committee, but there's no reason why they can't take this up and talk about it and pass it out to the floor before we get into the full budget season if they have the political will to do it. I believe they do. Speaker Smith, I think, is favorable to the cause. And there's 18 new House Republicans that weren't there last year we had this conversation. So
yeah.
I feel pretty comfortable that there's the debate's going to move forward. I think the House will take it up, and I'm confident they're going to pass it, and we need to get it to the governor's desk sooner rather than later. This is a you know, people talk all the time about what we do about health care costs and what we do about premiums. I know I sound like a broken record, but instead of talking about Obamacare or expanding Medicaid and all this stuff, putting the free market back into the health care system will lower costs. And this is a great way to do it. And I hope that our House colleagues will take it up. I'm pretty confident they are. I'm optimistic. I have a good feeling based on my conversations over there initially.
Yeah. Well, you know, every opportunity I have, I ask, and I've asked Speaker Smith, I've asked Majority Leader Davey Hyatt, every House member that I've ever had on the show over the past couple of months that I've asked this question of, they've all indicated that it's a priority for them. So I hope that is the case. You know, one of the things that I kind of sense as being a bit different this year too is I feel like that there's more public support for it this year because people are more aware of it this time around. For example, this week, various organizations like the Mom and Pop Alliance of South Carolina, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, Americans for Prosperity, all applauded what you guys have done by getting this done so quickly. Do you share that sense that there's more public support, that people are more aware of it, and the House they're not going to be able to sort of hide behind their committees this year?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people last year didn't know what it did. I mean, if you ask the average voter last year what is Certificate of Need repeal, most people didn't know what Certificate of Need was. And look, that's understandable. That's not a criticism. I mean, it's not unless you
yes.
are in the Medicare. If you're in the medical space in healthcare, you've heard of it. If you're not in that arena, that industry, you probably haven't heard of it, even though it affects every single citizen. So what we've tried to do over the last 12 months since we had this debate last year is raise awareness, and guys like you have done a really great job of raising that awareness, making people aware of it, and I think that's changed the ballgame. So certainly, I feel like there's much more scrutiny this time than last time. I think the Republican primary voters are going to pay attention to this more now than they did last year, and I think that will have the net effect of increasing attention to it and hopefully resulting in a bill that passes out to the governor's desk and he can sign it.
Yeah. As someone who receives emails, phone calls, letters, and everything, being a member of the General Assembly, what do you guys respond to? What can our listeners do now to get the attention of these House members? Obviously, we're going to start with the committee, whichever committee it ends up being in. But what would you recommend that our listeners do to make sure that the House of Representatives understands how important this is and that they want this passed?
Well, I mean, Joey, we try to be responsive to everything we can, but I will tell you, and I know people don't want to hear this, probably the least effective way is a bunch of emails.
Yeah,
we get so many emails that we pay attention to them. We get inundated. So if you do an email, make it personal. Make it an email that you send directly to us. Don't use one of these. There's services you can go on and they'll say, well, send sure. an email to your legislators. Yeah. Well, if we get 40 of the same form email, we don't necessarily right. take that as seriously. If you write a personal email, we're going to care. If you make a phone call, if you take the time to actually call the office, that really matters a lot. If you write a letter, particularly if it's a handwritten letter or a personal letter, we're really going to pay attention to that. So I'd say take the time to pick up the phone and call. Leave your name and number. If you send an email, make it a personal email. And if you want to write a letter, make it personal. I mean, we pay attention yeah. to that. I respond to a lot of letters. I respond to a lot of emails. But, you know, I get a bunch of form emails that are outside the district or outside the state and generated by like MailChimp or something, and we don't pay attention sure. to that as much because that's just, yep. You know, we got too many. But, yeah, personal email really works, but a phone call is the best thing you can do.
Yep. That's what we'll do. We'll make a concerted effort to make sure that particularly, again, we'll start with the whichever committee it ends up being assigned to, start with those. All right, let's move on. Quickly give us a summary of other legislation, other things that developed this week.
Well, let me tell you, there's going to be something starting again next week, and this hasn't been on people's radar screen too much because we haven't talked about it a lot. we are going to try again to reinstate the heartbeat bill. You know, I worked really hard. You and I talked about this to get Judge Gary Hill placed on the state Supreme Court. That vote will be this coming Wednesday. So Wednesday of this coming week, we're going to put Gary Hill on the Supreme Court. That will change the makeup of the court to some degree. And I advocated last year, and some people thought over this, but I said last year, the best thing we could do is have the heartbeat bill go into effect, have the House concur with our vote in the Senate, which was a heartbeat bill fix. And of course, I support a ban going back to conception with limited exceptions, reasonable exceptions, like life of the mother, things like that. Well, I said last year, if we would confirm or concur in the House, we could have fixed the heartbeat bill, and maybe we could have avoided having what just happened to us, which is the state Supreme Court struck this down. And we're a 20-week abortion state right now. So a lot of us in the Senate Republican caucus are working to try to put a fix on the floor next week that would reinstate the heartbeat bill. In other words, we're going to change the language, try to do a constitutional fix so we can send it back to the state Supreme Court and have them review this again under new circumstances, which we're confident would allow the heartbeat bill to go in effect, and we're no longer a 20-week abortion state. Now, Joey, here's the hard part. You're going to have people on the left, even a couple in our own caucus, who are going to fight us even over 6 weeks. They want to be more permissive on abortions. And then you're going to have the other side of it, which is people who say, gosh, we're not going to support anything unless it's an outright ban. And neither one of those two could torpedo the effort. So we really need help to get the 6-week heartbeat bill back in effect and get us off being a 20-week abortion state. So stay tuned. That's going to be the fight next week.
Yeah, interesting. Well, we'll look forward to hearing back from you. We'll be watching the progress on that as well. Senator Josh Kimbrell with us this morning. Thank you, sir. Appreciate what you do, and we'll hopefully hear from you next week on this abortion bill.
I'll update you, Joey. I appreciate all you're doing. Keep up the good work.
You be safe. Have a great weekend.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.